Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, according to the leftoid media, China has an irrational fear of a black invasion bringing drugs, crime, and interracial marriages. Looks like the tiny hat mafia is at it again trying to destroy their competition. Yeah, it's not gonna work. Just like it's not working in Japan, Poland, Hungary, and a handful of other holdout countries. Their ranks will continue to grow. Plus, the Chinese see the insanity going on in the West, and they don't want to import it. Up next, here's the look of envy from the girls who find Sydney Sweeney attractive. They're pissed off because she's getting all the attention that they believe they deserve. And they're slipping into obscurity because they're older, unattractive. Also, there are plenty of people out there that think that Mam Danny's wife is hot as hell. I know that Rama, Mam Danny's wife, doesn't look like the person on the right, but she did get a nose job. Number three, remember, even if you do manage to save up enough money to buy a house outright, do you really think you own it? What happens when you stop paying the rent that they call taxes? Which it basically is. If you can afford to buy a house outright in the West for $1 million, you're just better off moving to a cheaper country, investing the money for a decent rate of return, and living off of dividends or capital gains. Home ownership is just a subscription with extra steps. Moving on, is this a good look for a woman? No, it's a good look for a man. Women are supposed to be soft and men are supposed to be hard. Instead, it's the other way around these days. While the amount of work she put into looking like this is pretty impressive, what man worth anything is going to find a muscle mommy attractive? She also has a very low body fat percentage, and this is what bodybuilders look like just before their competitions. She's going to be bulky most of the time like a linebacker, though. Number five, more craziness in Canada. The government seeks a parliamentary budget officer with discretion, meaning the government wants a watchdog that's not going to reveal the government's misdeeds. They want a policeman they can bribe to keep their bad behavior under wraps. What a joke of a country. They want the current one replaced because he spoke the truth about how liberals are bankrupting Canada. I'm so sick and tired of all the corruption. Up next, Denmark officially bans social media for kids 15 and under. It's a good start, but it won't work. It's not just social media that's the problem, but the internet in general, with YouTube and TikTok. It's all rotting their brains. Plus, the idea of forcing people to give up their IDs to use the internet is how we will eventually get digital IDs, and the government will keep track of what we watch, and the algorithms will modify our behavior through them, especially if we aren't doing or thinking the things that they want us to. Number 7, here's more proof that AI is going to change things. This AI country singer, Breaking Russ, tops the Billboard country charts with his or its song, Walk My Walk. Soon it's going to be too much work to create things because AI will be doing it better and quicker. Why spend 20 years learning to write and play music when you can just get AI to do it? This song is also better than most of the country made in the last 15 years. And this has twice the soul, even though it was made by a soulless machine. Moving on, looking at this now, you know how I felt going to Canada's Wonderland theme park last summer. 50% of the people there were Indians. When I went there 20 years prior, I don't remember seeing a single one. And people wonder why more and more Canadians absolutely despise Indians recently. It wasn't like that until a few years ago. When Canada becomes India 2.0 and the white folks move to Eastern Europe, the Indians will then try to move there next. Number 9, a man refuses to give a woman his bus seat because he says it was her choice to get pregnant. I would have told her she should have gotten preggers by a better man with a car to drive her around instead of a poor one that forces her to take public transit. Call her a brokey with a bun in the oven. Plus, women want equality, and now that they have it, they want to keep all their special privileges. It doesn't work that way, baby. Up next, meet Brooke. She says that she's 24. Who does she think she's fooling? She looks more like she's 54. I think this is yet another made-up exaggerated date ad for women these days. I point out that they're all after the same 0.5% of men, no matter what age they are or how used up they are. This is probably her full body shot. Don't fall for it, guys, because she literally ate the last 5 guys she dated and had a bucket of fries for desserts. Number 11, here's what women are like at the gym, saying that they don't want to be approached by creepy men at the gym and that they're focusing on their workouts and not male attention. Of course they want male attention, just from the men they want it from. All others need not apply or literally look their way. Men go there for legs day or chest day, but for women it's always poop shoot day at the gym. They're wired to say they don't want attention while seeking it out. Moving on, here's one of those creepy guys at the gym staring at them, giving them unwanted attention. Wait a minute, that's just Stephen King at the ripe old age of 30. George Orwell once said that the face you show the world at the age of 50 is the face you deserve. You know it's only going to get worse from here, and here he is at 50. Is it a slight improvement? You be the judge. But he's sold more books than Shakespeare throughout his lifetime, so he will be remembered by history. Number 13, do you trust women when they tell you their notch counts? This guy's wife told him that her notch count was zero. And when he found out that she missed sleeping around with random men and desperately needed an orgy, he lost all self-respect. If you want to know a woman's notch count, it's written in her eyes. If she looks dead inside, then you know that at least half a dozen to a baker's dozen worth of men have run right through her. Only a virgin would fall for this trick. It gets even worse because apparently 70% of Indian wives cheat on their husbands out of boredom. Up next, this guy's girlfriend rejected his proposal in front of family and friends because she didn't want a $900 ring from Walmart. I remember my ex in my mid-20s before breaking up with her, she told me to buy a cheap ring from Walmart. She didn't care how much it cost. She just wanted to marry me. Yeah, I felt trapped and suffocated and left shortly thereafter. Sometimes the person you're with is only Mr. or Mrs. right now, and I think both me and this guy dodge big bullets. Number 15, this female teacher bumped uglies with one of her students until he dumped her. Then she stalked him. This was in middle school, so odds are he wasn't even a teenager yet. Technically, she raped a student and then stalked him. Where were these types of teachers while I was growing up? Probably raping other students, and I had no idea what was going on. I like how the article mentions that he dumped her. Even the papers are trying to paint her at least as a partial victim. Moving on, this woman calls her baby daddy a snitch after he shares a photo to a judge of her flashing cash during a child support hearing, probably on her way to get nails and a weave done instead of buying Tyrone Jr. his Christmas presents. She looks like she's holding a stack of bills 8 inches thick. Remember, guys, that if you date ghetto women, you win ghetto prizes. She's donkey trash. Translation, a person that's the absolute worst. Number 17, are you this old? Yes, I am, and I still have mine. Buying the car version was cheaper than the regular Discman, so I got this one and still have it over 25 years later. The first one I ever had was a massive one in the mid-90s. That was my way to escape into an alternate reality, the way people use their phones to escape today. Before that, I had a cassette player as well as books or newspapers while I was in university. They used to hand out the paper for free while I was there. Up next, every time a woman does a man wrong, hairline moves back an inch. If that were true, then all women would be bald or wearing wigs. I feel bad for this one, though, because her forehead looks like a drive-in movie theater screen. At least she doesn't have to think too hard because it looks like she has a massive brain. But she also doesn't have to think too hard about next year's Halloween costume either, because she could go as a Klingon. Isn't AI just so wonderful? Number 19, Drew Barrymore is called racist for posting a video of her enjoying the rain in the latest woke outrage. Apparently black creators invented frolicking in the rain, don't you know? Dancing in the rain is now blaxploitation, and doing it as a white person is considered cultural appropriation. First of all, it rarely rains in Africa, and second of all, wasn't there a film called Dancing in the Rain made by Americans? The left has gone utterly insane. Moving on, a woman in Canada is upset after being served moldy bread at a Hamilton Tim Hortons. That's nothing. One time I found a cockroach in my Harvey's burger, and another time a friend of mine went to New York Fries and cracked his tooth on a rock. Both times they were gracious enough to give us $10 coupons and said they were sorry. If that happened today, I threatened to post it on social media and then watch them squirm. I wouldn't be surprised if this sort of thing is increasingly common in the future. Number 21, this tattoo artist mutilated himself so that he looks like a real-life orc from the Lord of the Rings. Imagine being this person's parent. Imagine the pride you must feel for your kid to look like this. Just kidding. Also, what woman would actually find this attractive? She would have to look like a Klingon herself. Maybe we can hook him up with the big forehead girl from earlier. Otherwise, he's probably the only man who can't get laid in Brazil. Opnex's prison guard now faces jail herself for sleeping with two inmates and smuggling in contraband. Makes you wonder how common this sort of behavior is in the prison system. Maybe we should ban opposite-sex guards in male and female prisons. But it's not going to stop because women will cry discrimination if they can't put convicts in their cooch. But thanks to her, it looks like two inmates had an early release. If you know what I mean, Vern. Mic drop. Number 23, Hillary Clinton once said that if social media doesn't moderate content, then we lose control. Two questions. Who is we and why do they want total control? Control is an illusion, but the so-called elites keep working to get it. What you should have realized is that social media is great because people share all their personal information to the CIA and other spy agencies. In the end, the real threat is going to be people that don't use social media and AI. Especially AI, because once it learns how you think, it's going to manipulate your behavior. Moving on, looks like a whole generation of Americans is about to learn how bad communism really is. This gullible man is about to learn if Mam Danny's government run grocery stores in the city are going to have steak or not. Here's a hint. They won't. Gullible people are a dime a dozen. This is probably going to be an actual picture of him after he finishes his transition picking groceries up in the New York government grocery stores. Number 25 on the last one, you just know that in coming years, at least one starlet is going to die from his MPEC. Forget about the fact that it's been linked to sudden and irreversible blindness. It's also been overused and no one is talking about interventions once high-profile people like Ariana Grande get too thin. The only good thing about Ozempic is that it's going to kill the fat acceptance movement, and being big and beautiful will become a fetish once more. Or obesity will be something you suffer if you can't afford weight loss drugs. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.